News release. Michigan State Police. The Michigan State Police, Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division, MSP, EMHSD, is working to help local communities reduce risks from natural hazards and disasters. The MSP, EMHSD is seeking proposals from communities to implement hazard mitigation projects to be funded through low-interest loans. $500 million in funding is available through the new Safeguarding Tomorrow Revolving Loan Fund program. The program was created, and the funding was secured by U.S. Senator Gary Peters, MI, Chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, as part of his Safeguarding Tomorrow Through Ongoing Risk Mitigation, Storm, Act. The MSP, EMHSD must provide a project proposal list, generated from communities, to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to apply. If funding to the state is approved, communities that complete the form will be able to submit a formal application for a loan. Interested communities are asked to complete an online project information found here. The STORM Act grants FEMA the authority to work with states and tribal governments to establish low-interest loan funds for disaster mitigation. Natural disasters have taken lives, damaged property, and devastated families in Michigan and all across the country. The Safeguarding Tomorrow loan program I created will help our local governments invest in resilient infrastructure projects like seawalls and stormwater management systems that can safeguard residents, homes and small businesses from extreme weather, flooding, and shoreline erosion, said Senator Peters. I urge local governments to submit potential project proposals to the Michigan State Police by the March 24 deadline so the state of Michigan can apply for this funding and ensure that our communities can benefit from this historic program. Projects designed to reduce disaster risks for homeowners, businesses, nonprofit organizations, and communities from the impact of natural hazards are eligible for this program and may include drought and prolonged episodes of intense heat. Severe storms, tornadoes, and extreme winter weather. Wildfires. Earthquakes. Flooding, including the construction, repair, or replacement of a non-federal levee or other flood control structure. Shoreline erosion, high water levels, and storm surges. Zoning and land use planning changes. Building code enforcement. Communities interested in applying for a loan must complete the online project information form located here by March 24, 2023. For more information on how to prepare before, during and after an emergency or disaster, visit www.michigan.gov/MIREDY or follow MSP, EMHSD on Twitter @MCHEMS.